Okay, we're going to call the meeting to order. Can we please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance? The flag is right here.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Mrs. Hagenbusch, can you please call the roll?
Mrs. Bennett?
Present.
Mr. Birch?
Present.
Mrs. Statz?
Present.
Mr. Yule?
Present.
Mrs. Webble?
Present.
Okay, thank you. We're going to move on to board report. And typically, this is a section where we would talk about what's going on in our different school buildings. But the kids are at home having fun, getting ready for maybe college, the next event going on. So Mrs. Bennett is going to talk about the fall preview.
I'll try to talk loud. I'm not sure why this isn't.
Can you guys hear? Yeah, you're good.
Okay. So the Panther preview will be Saturday, August 6th at the stadium. We are incorporating girls and boys soccer. Those games, girls soccer will start at 2, boys soccer will start at 4. Then we will have a presentation recognizing the Suburban League Football Champions from 1997 and 1972. We also have a special presentation later this evening, or that evening, from the Cardis family. We'll do a presentation there, so we're hoping that as many people as possible will come out for that. Again, it's Saturday, August 6th, and we'll be celebrating the start of the fall season of sports. Thank you.
Okay, we're going to move on to item 3, district report.
Thanks, Mr. Yule. Nothing to report here. We're going to move on to student recognition in just a minute. It's just good to see students. They left us all on the 27th, left us here by ourselves without any of them. Our teacher said goodbye to us on the 31st. And when you guys are gone, we miss you guys. So it's good to see your faces here tonight, all of the kids that are in the stands. And I know you don't want to think about it, but the countdown to returning isn't too far away. So make sure you're enjoying your summer days and continuing to be great kids. The teachers don't want to hear that either, but we'll start a countdown here pretty soon. So that's it. Can I move right into student recognition?
Please do.
Okay. The most important thing, we want to live for our kids in North City Schools, and we want to recognize the work that they do. Without any of them, none of us would have employment, and we just appreciate our kids so much. I hope that they feel that. And tonight we have 4 different groups of kids that we are choosing to honor. The first of them is Matthew Bradford in graduation. Mr. Shaner is going to take the lead on this one and come to the podium, talk about graduation and a little story that day.
So it was very unfortunate on graduation day. Matthew, we got word earlier in the day that Matthew had woken up, not feeling well, and on such a big day, he was not able to be with us with the rest of his graduating class that day. So we just wanted to make sure that we brought him back in an official capacity, was able to say congratulations to him, and thank you, of course, to the North Panther class of 2022. Now, I know you've already gotten your diploma,
Matthew, we came really close to canceling graduation, but we just persevered through it. So we're glad you're with us tonight, and congratulations. We're also blessed tonight to have State Representative Bill Romer and Senator Christina Rogner, who are here tonight to present some Norton athletic commendations to our kids. Thank you both for being here.
Thank you, Superintendent. I was with the school board of Howard and all you Panthers here. It's wonderful to be here this evening. Thank you for joining us tonight. On behalf of the state of Ohio, I'm Christina Rogner, your state senator, and Bill Rogner, your state representative. And we are here to recognize some tremendous scholar athletes this evening. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to call out the name, and Representative Romer will mention very briefly what the accomplishment is, And then we have quite a few to get through, so we're going to have to come on up. We'll give them to you, shake your hand, and then we can hold the applause for the end. All right, so first we have Reed Beddow coming down. By the way, while he's coming, congratulations to Matthew on your graduation. That was awesome.
By the way, Reed was 2021 All-American Division III second team defense. And let me just say one real quick thing. The questions come up, how do we recognize somebody from football like 6 months later? These are commendations from the Speaker of the House and myself, from the Senate President and myself. So what we did is we worked with our staff to put these together. We wanted to do this. One other quick thing. These are the most commendations I have ever seen in the school district, in my district. So we're kind of outstanding at that. So we can do that.
Congratulations. All right, the next one is Daniel Hopkins.
He was named to the Division III 13 offensive.
We have Bailey Sousa.
And Bailey was 2022 All-Ohio Division II first team in girls basketball.
Next one is Gabby DeStefano. If I mispronounced her name, I'm so sorry.
She was 2022 All-Ohio Division II honorable mention.
Congratulations. Next one is Brayden Sullivan.
Brayden, that was 2022 soccer. Brayden is Greater Rapids Scholastic Soccer Coaches Association Division II second team. By the way, we're ready for soccer for 15 years.
Congratulations.
Oh, congratulations.
Next one is Seth Dyer here. What are you related to that? Oh, yes. Come on.
Okay. Seth was recognized in 2021 Greater Athens Scholastic Soccer Coaches Association.
Andrew Beans.
Congratulations, Andrew, who is Division II first team here at Arkansas. Congratulations.
Then Jillian Thomas.
Just a little longer. 2021 Ohio Scholastics Soccer Coaches second team and Greater Rapids Scholastics Soccer Coaches first and all-star teams. Congratulations.
Cameron Emmerling.
Greater Rapids Soccer Association Division II first and all-star teams.
Zoe Long. Or anything related to
a
Zoe Long.
Division 2 second team, Greater Rapids Classic Soccer.
All right, we'll see that. How about Charlie Risen?
Greater Rapids Soccer, Division 2 second team.
We'll give these to the superintendent. Isabella, oh gosh, Moses, thank you, Isabella Moses.
Second team, Division II, Ohio Scholastic Soccer Association, and Greater Rapids Scholastic Soccer, first team.
All right, congratulations, Isabella. Megan Bennett.
Rare Island Soccer Division II Honor Roll Mention. Congratulations.
Hannah Brecker. Yeah, Hannah Brecker.
Hannah, Greater Akron's Coaches Association Division II Honorable Mention. So congratulations to Hannah.
Thank you all for being here tonight. It takes so much work to be a student academically and an athlete too, so I know how much all of you are. So truly, truly proud of you. Trent Collins.
Greater Athens Soccer Association Division II second team.
So, how many help with this last name? It's Nate Cambonza? Or he said. Is there a Nate here?
And Nate, Division II Soccer second team.
Excellent. Peyton Gardner.
Okay, 2021 All-American Division III, third team football.
Graham. Good kid.
Josh Anderson. Josh Anderson.
And Josh, 2021 All-Ohio Division III Honorable Mention football.
Thank you.
That was really nice of you.
Yes.
We did it for our staff.
And Mr. Shainer is going to take a picture too, so kids, you guys don't move.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Look at him ducking.
So weird.
Should we just put our face up?
No, I should walk away.
No, just look good.
Can we clap now?
Bill and Christina, we just want to thank you for coming to Norton tonight and presenting to our kids. You're right, we've had an amazing year athletically and academically. Senator Roger, I know you visited us in November and saw some of the great things that our kids are doing throughout the district. So it's good to see both of you here tonight. Thank you for your support of Norton City Schools. We appreciate it. All right, girls hoops. I got a story to tell you. State Final Four, I don't know if you know this, but that Monday was our board meeting. And so the idea of bringing you there a couple of days after everything down there just got a little chaotic for you. And then we missed the next meeting. So I'm so thankful that you are here tonight and you will allow us to congratulate you on your incredible season. Can you guys stand up and just face the crowd, please? And Coach Miller, can you come down front, please? Yes. I know you were on a golf course today, but please come down. Coach Virgin. Coach Virgin, please come down. When Coach Virgin is in a room, life just gets better, especially when he's not wearing Steelers gear. So girls, you can stay turned around, but I hope that when you made this incredible run and you guys, some of you are finishing some of the most spectacular careers. Yeah, you can turn around and look at the pictures, they're good. You're finishing some of the greatest careers in not only the history of Norton Athletics, but in athletics period. Capped this year by an incredible run to the state Final Four. I mean, the peak of it is you got to call a snow day this year in Norton City Schools. What kid gets to call a snow day? That's pretty awesome. And by the way, Coach Miller wanted nothing to do with calling the snow day, and then he totally jumped into the scene and called it himself. So, listen, during that run, t-shirts, signs, free food, spirit buses, kids out of the school building on a really cold day holding signs, radio interviews. I hope that you guys felt all of that that this community tried to give back to you as a way of saying thank you for this incredible journey that you took us on. You know, these titles at the regional level, at the district level, and then obviously the state game, which I've been watching a lot of basketball. I tell everyone, top 10 basketball game I've ever seen in my entire life. Incredible game. We just want to say thank you for the work that you've done. And I'm going to ask Coach Miller to step over to the mic. I'm leaving 1 minute. You have a 1 minute limit here, okay? I want you to just talk about the academic, what these girls have done academically at the state level. That's all I need you for tonight. Thank you.
First of all, this group, just to add on that, they finished their career as seniors. And seniors, just raise your hands, everybody knows who you are. 56-0 in the league, they're in the group in this past 4 years, an incredible achievement that doesn't happen very often in the state of Ohio. So that's something they'll always remember, and it'll forever be remembered on the banners for them. But most important for me is we strive to be great on the court. Our goal has always been to be the top team in the state at GPA. We've worked at it over the past 15 years. And this year, you know, we've been so close over the years, we finally reached the top. So I want to congratulate all of them for achieving a 4.0 team GPA. This year, we had 14 girls over for 4.0 out of the 17 girls that were playing. So this is an incredible achievement that just doesn't happen very often. And they represented Gordon and this community with a lot of class and dignity. Not only this season, but in years past, and I'm just proud of them for that academic sign. But that's something that I'll never forget. So, congratulations.
That's good. Standing out. Let's go. Turn around, girls. Good job. Thank you, coaches, girls, awesome. All right, and we have one more tonight, and we're beyond blessed and thankful to be able to honor Morgan tonight. Come on up, Ryan. So, we're honoring some student athletes tonight, and if you've ever played high school sports, you feel really good about things like league titles and other things. And so the idea of a state championship is way out there in a lot of people's minds. And we're so blessed to have Morgan and to recognize her tonight. And I'm gonna turn it over to Mr. Shaner.
So the last couple of years we felt really bad because Morgan, of course, excels in a sport that finishes once the school year is over. So I remember last year, she won the state title in shot put, and we kind of put together something for her. So that we can honor her, and then of course we wanted to do it again. And just so you know, we're going to invite you to the Panther Preview later this summer as well. Just want to make sure that we can put you in front of people and say congratulations, because we don't have the school and the school day and the student body to be able to do that. But just a few things I want to say about Morgan that are just so impressive. You know, she has what the coach's dream is of having the impact. If you try to define what that means, you're going to have a hard time doing it, but a coach certainly knows it when they see it, and it's a combination, of course, of talent, hard work, dedication, perseverance, and all of those things. But a couple of stories real quick, just to kind of share with you about Morgan. So, I shared this last year, which I still think is so impressive a year later. So, Morgan last year was used in the state shot. She's a freshman last year. She's in the state shot with finals, and the way that it works is she's in the finals, she had the top row going in to the finals, so when she got to her last she had already knew that she won. And so many people in that situation are just going to say, ah, whatever, kind of have like a curtain call, whatever, just go through, it doesn't matter, I already won the competition, right? I think the two people in that situation, they throw, they purposely stop because they're like, who cares, I already won, right? Clap for me, I already won. So what does Morgan do? She goes back out on the final throw and sets a new school record again and throws even farther than the throw that had already won the competition. Like, that just kind of shows you who she is and her mental fortitude and her toughness and her mental toughness. Another thing I want to share is last year I was down in Washington, Discus, and so she came in third, and the girl that beat her, Izzy Granger from the Fifth and Delivery Men, a good brother, come back to beat Morgan. And I remember when I went up to congratulate her for finishing third, she was like, oh, you can tell she had a smile, but you can tell she was not happy, right? She is pretty ticked. And so she just had this feeling like, okay, Izzy was a junior, you're a freshman, like you're gonna see her again. And this year she came back and whooped her to win the state title in Discus. And it was crazy because the two of you were way out in front of everyone else. Yeah, like 30 feet in front of everyone else, but of course Morgan was going to go along. She just has this ability. It's like Tiger Woods getting over a 10-foot putt to win the Masters, or like Michael Jordan with the ball in his hands at the end of the game. You just know that they're going to do it. Matter of fact, I remember in basketball season, a couple times you got mixed up with some of the girls from the other team, you get this like fur of the crowd look. Coach Miller, you know what I'm talking about, girls, you know what I'm talking about. She gets this look that you're like, uh-oh, Morgan's going into beast mode here, since you know, everybody else better look out. You see it when she's in the ring and when she's ready to throw. But the best story that I have for her, this goes for any athlete, any coach, anyone that wants to accomplish anything in their life, you need to hear this. So I remember the date, it was February 25th, it was the third reward. And so we were going to have a staff dunk contest that day, something for the student body students on that day, right? So that morning, it was about a quarter till six, and I needed to go over to the field house to get something for like our staff staff dunk contest. And I'm going out there, and my lights are on. What's going on? She's in the middle of basketball season, in the middle of their run. As a matter of fact, the next night, you saw me guys, Pete Gilmore, who in district final, yeah. So in the middle of all that run, and I'm like, hey, what's going on out here? Go in the field house, and there's Morgan, her dad, of course, in the weight room, pound weights, getting stronger, doing her thing, working hard at 5:45 in the morning. And so she is the epitome of talent, means hard work, great state champion. So you just can't understand that. And so I just want to say congratulations to you, to your family, of course, to the track and field program. No pressure, but I do expect the four-time state champion in Chicago. And you expect it too, so that's going to happen. So I just want to say congratulations.
I think we have a new nickname for the next 2 years, Tiger. He just called me Tiger Woods. We're so proud of you, the district. So proud to give you a couple of things. Can you open these right now? Is that okay? Good? So this is a keychain. Can you read what it says on the keychain? High school track and field state champion. Discus and shot put. Three of them already in 2 years. And I would be really proud for you to wear this too, so you can pull it up and show people.
Just champion.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Kids, thank you. That's awesome. Thank you, Mr. Yule.
Yeah. Are we gonna?
Yeah, no, we're good. Just keep going.
All right, we're gonna move into item 5, public participation. We do ask if you can hang around in celebration of all the athletes and our new superintendent. We have cookies and beverages down in the commons area afterwards. So please stick around if you can, because Mr. Addis doesn't want to eat all the cookies. So we're going to move into public participation. I just want to remind everybody that community comments are one way for citizens to communicate with the Board of Education. When you're called upon, please stand and state your name, address, and topic. Each person is allotted 3 minutes until the total time of 30 minutes is used. Persons desiring more should follow the procedure of the board to be placed on the regular agenda and are limited to 5 minutes to speak as time permits. Remember, this is a formal and official meeting of the Board of Education, and what you say becomes part of the official meeting report. If your comment involves a problem with a student, employee, or board member, please do not address them by name. Keep in mind that we are meeting in a schoolhouse and possibly in the presence of students. At this time, the primary role of the Board of Education is to listen and reflect on your comments. The board will not respond with action, but will take comments under advisement and direct the comments to the appropriate staff member to address outside of this board meeting. Please do not use the individual employee names in this forum. We have one person signed up to speak, and can I please have Mrs. Linda Linden, Transportation.
Okay.
Okay.
Go ahead.
We're moving on to item six, agenda.
I don't have my agenda. I know. You're going to add $9,700 to the... Go ahead.
Are there any additions or corrections to the agenda?
Yes, on item, under consent agenda, item EE, we need to add $9,700. That will be the cost of the cyber insurance. Thank you.
Okay. Does everybody have that?
What was the amount again?
$9,700.
Thank you.
Okay, can I have a motion to approve the agenda?
Second.
Can you please call the roll?
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Birch?
Yes.
Mrs. Statz?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0. Okay, we're moving on to item seven. Can I have a motion to approve Mr. Brian Farson for a 3-year contract beginning August 1st, 2022 through July 31st, 2025?
Second.
Can you please call the roll?
Mr. Birch?
Yes.
Mrs. Statz?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Motion passes 5-0, and we want to welcome Mr. Brian Farson to Norton City Schools, and we're looking forward to him being the new leader. So if you could please come up, the board has something to present to you, Mr. Farson. Feel free, give him a round of applause.
Would be remiss and guilty of a lot of things if I didn't thank my wife and my own.
oldest daughter, Teddy, is here, my wife, Vicki, and our youngest is out working. Somebody's got to earn money for the family, so she is out there somewhere working. So I want to thank everybody for being here tonight. I look forward to getting to work very soon, and thank you.
All phone calls immediately go to Mr. Brian Parson. He's officially the superintendent, so. I have his cell phone number if you need it. Amber? All right, Brian, congratulations.
Okay, we're gonna move on to item 8. Can I please have a motion to approve the minutes, items A through C?
So moved.
Can you please call the roll?
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Burge?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0. Can I have a motion to approve Treasurer's recommendations, items A through F?
So moved. Second.
Can you please call the roll?
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Burge?
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Moving on to item 10, can I have a motion to approve retirement, resignations, leaves, items 1 through 6?
So moved. Second.
Can you please call the roll?
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Burge?
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes. Can I have a motion to approve certified staff one-year contracts, items 1 through 8?
So moved.
Can you please call the roll?
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Burge?
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Item C, can I have a motion to approve classified staff items 1 and 2?
So moved. Second.
Can you please call the roll?
Mr. Burge?
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0. Item D, can I have a motion to approve substitutes items 1 through 6?
So moved.
Can you please call the roll?
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Burge?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0. Can I have a motion to approve stipends and supplementals items E through U?
Second.
Can you please, I'm sorry, is there any discussion on this? Okay. Can you please call the roll?
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Burge?
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0. Moving on to consent agenda items. Can I have a motion to approve consent agenda items V through LL?
So moved.
Is there any discussion? There we go. Okay, can you please call the roll?
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Burge?
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes. I would like to, as always, this time period, there's the approval of donations, and I want to thank the France family for their donation. So, moving on to item 11, superintendent reports.
Yeah, just a couple of quick items. We have a few names on here that are retiring, some for a variety of reasons, but we're always incredibly thankful for our employees who give time to our kids in the school district. And some of them have been here quite a while, and they've decided to move into retirement. Always happy for them, and just want to thank them for their time. We have some new hires. I know we have a couple in Mr. Morris's building that are sitting over there now, officially Norton Panthers teachers. And I just want to share with everyone here tonight, I get an opportunity to meet every single candidate that steps foot in our school district before I would recommend them to the board, just to get a chance to know them. And I would encourage you, if they stay for cookies and punch tonight, that you ask them this. But they talk openly about our application process, our building principals, and how they interview, their excitement for Norton. And I know not every job in the district has an overflow of candidates, but when people want to come here, they come in droves. This is an exhausting process to us. We go through three or four rounds because we have so many candidates. They understand things like salary, and they understand our school district really well, but they're incredibly excited to be here. And they will tell me they're done looking because they love Norton and want to come to Norton. So congratulations and thank you for being here. We have a great class coming in this year. I'm really proud of this class. I want to thank the board also publicly. I brought a number of situations to you where we need to improve a situation, and you always listen. You always have an ear for areas where I just feel like we need to get better in particular situations. We did a couple of those. You approved a couple of those tonight on a contract situation. So I want to thank you very much for your ability to listen and understand what needs to be done. And then I also, I see all these names on the agenda that are doing work in our school district. They sacrifice so much for our kids, which is what this school district is all about. So I want to thank the board for that. And thank you for everything during my 5 years here. It's been an amazing run, so I appreciate you. That's it.
That's a wrap.
That's a wrap, Lewis.
Dana, add us out.
All right, can I please have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Can you please call the roll?
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Birch? Mrs. Statz?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Motion passes. We are adjourned. Please join us in the commons area for some refreshments and cookies.